Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. So on today's show, I have Angela Reeves. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Carol.
Thanks for coming today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So Angela works for the Pennsylvania Department of Health at the Wayne County State Health Center office, right?
It's a mouthful, yes.
Yeah, I know. So let's begin. Where is that located?
Yeah, so it's located at 615 Erie Heights right here in Honesdale. It just 191 outside of town, and it's right there in the Erie Heights Road.
Right, right. Very simple to get to, which is really
great. Very simple,
yes. Really great, yeah. And so you are the community health nurse.
I am.
For that office, right?
Yes, I am.
Right. So, and how long have you been there?
I've been there for 4 years now.
Wow, wow. And it, so Angela, I, you know, since you started working in that office, we do work very closely together on many different teams and community outreach, correct?
Yes, yes. So one of the nice things about my position is that I do a lot of collaboration with agencies within Wayne County.
Right, like aging, the school districts, you know, our TIC task force, all of that stuff, which is so wonderful to have you on these teams.
Oh, thank you. And I enjoy being on them and working within the community.
Right, right. So, you know, today, for those of you who have not been aware or haven't been outside, we have had some really extreme cold weather lately. So I thought it would be a great idea to invite Angela on the show to talk about preparing for the winter weather, right?
Yes.
I think we can never be prepared for
No.
But I think having that information is so important. So, you know, to begin, you know, how important is it to monitor our own body temperatures, or are there different, you know, ages that need to be a little bit more careful for these really cold weathers?
Yeah, so it is very important actually to monitor our own temperatures. Just as the exposure to too warm of a temperature, the cold temperatures as well, can be dangerous to certain individuals, the vulnerable population of like the older Pennsylvanian adults, those over like 65 years and older, and then also infants, small children. They are vulnerable as well to these colder temperatures.
Mm-hmm. Is there any recommendations for like when someone takes like an infant out, should they dress them a certain way? Or even, you know, when older adults go out, should they dress a certain way, or any precautions they need to take?
Yeah, so as far as infants, you know, we always say that you should dress them like you would dress yourself, you know, make sure that you have layers on to keep them warm. And same thing with the older, you know, adults. They tend to lose their body heat a lot faster than adults do, just due to their slower metabolism and their less of physical activity. So just you want to dress them in layers, and just like I said, how you would want to dress.
Right, right. Like if you would wear a hat, I would recommend that you put a hat on an infant,
exactly.
Right? Something like that, which is
scarf, something to protect your face from the cold wind.
And you know, they are predicting very cold temperatures this coming week. And so is hypothermia, like what is hypothermia? And like, you know, are there warning signs? Do people need to be cautious about them going out in this weather?
Yeah, so hypothermia is actually when your body has too low of a temperature. And when we say like too low of a temperature, we're saying like 95 degrees and below. So some of the warning signs could be like shivering and exhaustion. You may feel a little bit confused, or some memory loss, even like feeling extra tired.
Mm-hmm.
Those are signs that you're just too cold.
And you probably recommend someone to get to shelter right away, right? If they're walking outside, get into the house and don't stay outside anymore.
You want to get dressed. You want to get inside, you know, get a blanket, try to, you know, get some extra warmth. Of course, you don't want to get too warm. Like, don't throw an electric blanket on yourself.
Very good. Very good. Because, again, you know, you don't necessarily want to bring your body to one extreme temperature to another, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is frostbite something that people may need to be concerned about when it's so cold out?
It is if you're not dressed properly.
Okay.
Yeah. If you are, you know, dressed the way that we should be, mm-hmm. when we're outside in the cold with the hats and gloves and your warm boots and such, you shouldn't really have to worry too much about frostbite. The first signs, though, of the frostbite is, of course, the pain in the area. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're starting to feel redness or see redness or pain in the area, that's when it's time to get inside or get those gloves on or,
okay,
you know, add an extra layer.
Mm-hmm. Which is so important, again. And, you know, like, frostbite could probably happen anywhere, but some of the sense of air, like, would be in, like, your nose and your ears.
Yes, that's correct.
Fingers, toes, fingers, something.
Toes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, sometimes people, you see them walking around, right, with, can't even think of it now. Not a hat, but a face. Kind of covering, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of those ski mask type.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, which again, it's always good to have those things on hand just in case, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Have them in your car.
Mm-hmm. Any recommendations? Because, you know, sometimes that goes along with the cold weather is snow. You know, we're not actually live recording the show. We are in a room, but, you know, today happens to be snowing out, right?
Yeah.
But if someone wants to go out and play or work outside, are mm-hmm. there any kind of guidelines on how they should dress?
Well, you would dress, you know, like with the layers and the gloves and the extra pair of socks or two, some boots, you know. You don't want to go out there really in your sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Snow pants are a good idea.
Right. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's amazing when I go and plow my driveway, even though I'm sitting on like a quad or a tractor, it does help prevent that cold from really getting close to my skin, right?
Yeah, because it gives you that extra insulation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes also like with some of the snow gear that's out there, it helps repel any snow that may melt as yes. well, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Which is really...
Unless you want to stay dry, because mm-hmm. if you're wet, you're going to get colder faster.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. What about, you know, we are in winter months again. Mm-hmm. They're not going away. It doesn't seem like they're going away very quickly, right?
Yeah.
Shoveling snow mm-hmm. for individuals, you know, it can be scary. I've had a family member that, you know, they unfortunately, you know, was shoveling snow, went from really cold to hot, and it was, you know, just what happened was not very good.
Yeah.
What recommendations do we give health-wise for people mm-hmm. for shoveling snow?
Yeah, so my first recommendations, of course, is to always talk to your doctor,
mm-hmm.
you know, because some people do have heart conditions that just aren't good to be shoveling the snow.
Mm-hmm.
The other some tips too is to get your muscles warmed up before you just start digging in, mm-hmm. To try to prevent muscle strain, back strain. That's another thing that we see a lot when people are shoveling their snow.
Right.
It takes shifts. You don't have to get that whole driveway done in one shot, you know? So take a break, go inside, get something warm to drink, some hot chocolate or something. And the bigger thing, too, is get a shovel that actually is like the right size for you.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to use a baby shovel if you're 6'2", right?
That's right.
Which, again, you know, sometimes we grab what is right there for us,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, we do.
Mm-hmm. I really like that stretching idea. Not like I wouldn't think about it, but, you know, I think that is really important because, you know, you're in a warm house, but you go outside in the really cold weather.
Exactly.
Your muscles kind of tense up, right?
They do, yes, yeah.
And what about hydration? Like, when it's so cold, I feel it just, like, sucks the moisture out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I'm always more thirsty during the really cold days. Is that true?
It is, yeah. You definitely want to stay more hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Try to avoid, of course, the caffeines and the alcoholic beverages. But, yeah, you want to make sure that you're drinking enough water.
So, you know, let's hope we're not snowed in this year. But yes. but you know, when you talk about preparing for emergency situations, whether it be weather or storm or something like that, are there supplies that we recommend for people to kind of have in their house in case of emergencies?
Yeah. So you want to, first of all, make sure that you have extra medication. You know, we say about 4 days worth at least. And then batteries, backup batteries. Water is another good thing to have on hand. When, you know, a lot of times when there's snow, it could cause the power to go out. So if you have access to a generator, that's a good thing to have.
And like gas for the generator,
gas
right?
Gas for the generator, yes.
Well, either sometimes they're propane ran, but also gas, right? But to have that backup 5 gallons, right, of gas.
Yeah, because if you're out, the gas station may be out.
exactly, yep. And like, what about like food? Like if you have babies in the house, small babies in the house, right? Prepare for them as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to make sure that you have like backup formula, or if you're breastfeeding, you want to make sure that you have adequate, you know, breast milk that it could be in the freezer. So, you know, you don't want that to defrost.
Right, but, exactly.
And then other baby foods that normally you would feed the babies, you may want to make sure that's on hand.
Right, right. And of course, prepare for yourself as well, right? Medical, like you, I think that that great suggestion, like having, you know, 4 days of medication, you know, and then also, you know, maybe if people aren't sure for like over-the-counter medicine, talk to their physician, right?
Exactly.
On what things that they may should have in the house.
On hand.
And again, even not like emergency, but just everyday backup, right, for their health, which is so important for people to kind of be well prepared.
Yes.
In any kind of emergency situation.
Exactly.
Right, right. What about you know, like driving out? I know that's really not, I wouldn't say department health, but it is an education experience, right? To you know, if the weather people and like Department of Health or Transportation is saying, kind of staying, if you don't have to go out, you should probably not drive, right?
Right, right.
But be prepared in like your vehicles. I know if I'm going on a long trip, I make sure my cell phone is charged.
Yes, yes.
Because how many of us do forget our chargers? I mean.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and your cell phone now is so important. You know, they you can use it for the 511 app that is with the state to see how the roads are. There's also the code red alert that would go off, which I find is a very useful tool.
I you know what? I need to ask you about that. So what is that?
So it's basically an alert that will go off that will tell you, you know, for instance, that there's a snow squalls in the area that you're going through.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I see. I never really connected that red alert to that, but yes, that is so important.
It'll alert you that you're in an area where there's potential of like snow squalls.
And you know, and if individuals are not really used to driving in that weather and stuff, maybe looking for a safe place to kind of pull over until that emergency goes by, right? Because snow squalls tend not to last for hours.
Exactly.
You know, that people can get to point A to point B very safely. Maybe it would just take them a little longer to do, right?
Right.
Which is, again, so important. And again, you know, having things in your home like a carbon monoxide detector, right? And smoke alarms.
Yes, always important to have. Yeah.
You know, and again, change those batteries as needed.
Yeah.
A lot of them have the 10-year batteries, which is wonderful, right?
They are, yes.
And but again, you know, keep an eye on all that stuff, which is so important during any time of the year for safety reasons.
Absolutely.
So, Angela, you know, I can't believe, you know, we're just about out of time. is there, you know, a website or a phone number that people can call, you know, to reach out to you? Mm-hmm. You know, if a group wants education about a certain topic, right, you can do all of that. Like, I know you go out in the schools and help with tick-borne disease. You mm-hmm. know, you talk to the senior centers. You do a lot of outreach, which, again, is just wonderful for our community. So what phone number could they call?
So my number is 570-253-7141.
And is there a website that people can go to for more information about health overall?
Yeah, so there's www.health.pa.gov.
Okay, wonderful. And I know there is so much good information about that. You know, medical conditions, about this winter weather, mm-hmm. you know, about, you know, health and wellness overall. So
absolutely. Yeah. Well,
Angela, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your time and again, everything you do for our community.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear. I'm the Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.